Narrative Frameworks 53 Limited and Unlimited. You are limited and you are unlimited. To deny either one of these in the world is to deny yourself of the integrated experience here on Earth. It would be dangerous to leave either one out. It would be dangerous to leave out the limited aspect of our nature, and it would be dangerous to leave out the unlimited aspect of our nature. Why? Well, if we leave out the unlimited nature of who we are, then we become overly limited. We fail to see why we do all we do. We lose the overarching framework, beyond framework, of meaning. And without this framework, beyond framework, without this narrative understanding of the purpose of the limited part, there is no context, there is no reason, there is no purpose beyond what is created by the part. And the part can create any kind of purpose. And be limited to serving this purpose. When the depth of meaning is in serving one's chosen purpose within the quality of awareness which recognizes that all those parts and all those parts' ways are the ways of not just themselves as limited entities, but of life, life's expression. And on the contrary, if we become too focused on the unlimited, we fail to use this gift of individual and separate manifestation properly and effectively in the world. If we're just focused on the boundlessness of being, then we may neglect or reject or sideline the way that limitation gives us the possibility to explore direction, to explore a particular purpose and not another particular purpose. And there can be this dangerous disidentification with body-mind essence. When body-mind is how the unlimited happens. The unlimited happens through body-mind. So we need an integration of the limited aspect of self, of reality, and the unlimited aspect of self and reality. The limited serves the unlimited, and the unlimited provides the context for the limited. You know, it's very easy to escape the limited for a higher ideal, but that's never going to satisfy. You can't cheat the laws of life. You can't escape separate experience. You can only realize its context and then live in the fuller life of this context. Because if we don't live this fuller context, then there's the chance of the distortion where we mistake the limited for the unlimited. In the absence of awareness of the unlimited essence of our nature, in the absence of this, there's a tendency to elevate the limited to the status of the unlimited. When we reject God, we begin to act like we are gods. When we get a little bit of power in the relative world play, we might start to think we're invincible, but not the case. In the world play, what goes up must come down. Maybe this is where humility comes in. You see the ebbs and flows. You see the peaks and the troughs. You are not lost in them, to them. You know unlimited nature, stable, unchanging, whole. And you know limited nature, divided, volatile, changeable, partite, fragmented, separate. And yes, we can be stable and fixed and relatively integrated in our limited nature also. And of course, we want this. We want, I'd imagine, our individual sense of identity to be relatively together, you know? We like to be together. We like to be have a sense of cohesion in life rather than this kind of wild chaos. But perhaps as our limited nature starts to take on these qualities of cohesion, of integration, of peace, of wholeness, perhaps then there is a greater resonance with the principles of the whole. And this is perhaps when the whole is able to work through us. When the individual demonstrates the qualities of pure consciousness, then the particular expression of pure consciousness can dissolve back in to the purity of the whole, the unmanifest. When the manifest aligns to the unmanifest, there is a harmony and a dissolution, a return to center. And maybe this means a fading away of the individual consciousness. Or maybe this just means that the individual consciousness still exists. But as a mirror to, an extension of, the principles of the whole. The whole part of our nature is more easily visible to us, and thus can be integrated within, and wholeness lived through. Part no longer lost amidst other parts, but living the reflection and extension of its wholeness, in an equanimity not taken by either side of the duality. Riding the waves, the peaks and troughs, but not lost to them, not lost in them. Because the wave is now not a wave on its own, but a movement of, the movement of, the whole ocean. This is the ocean of love. And wave to the ocean is human being to the ultimate, is individual manifest expression to the universal unmanifest whole which is expressed, but only expressed in part, not in essence, not in unmanifest essence, because how can there be a wave in the unchanging state of pure consciousness? There can only be a wave when the pure state of consciousness steps down into the play, steps apparently out of its wholeness into fragmentation. And when the fragmented life through experience becomes not so fragmented anymore, the expression and the expressed, or the expression and that which is expressed, the manifest and the unmanifest can merge as one, as they are. When the wave stops pretending, it is so independent of the ocean and so self-supporting, regardless of the ocean's life. Then the fullness of being is realized. Let's face it. Without the ocean, the wave cannot exist. You are unlimited, and you are limited. And you are unlimited always, in the depth, the core, the essence of the life that you are. So again, where do you position yourself? Do you know your primary identity to be in the unlimited? Or do you mistake your primary identity for some limited passing form? Whichever way, this is all a reflection of the state of your own consciousness, because there is only consciousness exploring through different states, states of itself. Our opportunity here is to come back to the unlimited truth of our nature, so the limited can be understood for what it is. That limited, paradoxically, a gift of pure consciousness and a contraction of it. So if we identify with the limited as a gift, we need to know what it is a gift from, what it is a gift to, the life in which that gift is situated. And if we identify the limited part as a contraction, if it's all we know, we're lost in contraction. But if we remember what all the limited forms are a contraction of pure essence, consciousness, if we remember this, then everything is the right way up. The limited stands under the unlimited. And at the same time, seeing clearly the limited and the unlimited are integrated in the one unlimited truth of love.